braving unimaginable obstacles, he will fight until he wins the prize. He will seek until he wins the lost treasure. With a grin on his face and a spring in his step, there's nothing he can't do. He's Isaiah Jones. And now, if Isaiah Jones can just find the power of lemonade token, he can outrun the robbers and find the map to the lost treasure.
Are you ready to go, Caroline?
Go on now. I finally figured out how to defeat the deadly sugar bees at the Desert of Doom.
Can't you play it later?
Why, no, if I stop now, I'll lose all my progress.
But it's Christmas Eve.
And jump, and punch, punch, punch.
Well, if I knew you were going to take a nap, I wouldn't have used the lightning lemonade power if it doesn't last forever, you know. While this power token really gave you a boost, you know? But if you think I climbed up Mistletoe Mountain braving the deadly sugar bees to get that lightning lemonade power up just to waste it watching me sleep, you're crazier than I thought. Wake up, Izzy!
Izzy?
Oh, don't tell me now you don't like your nickname. For the longest time, it was like, call me Izzy. Call me Izzy. Isaiah sounds like a poet, not an inventor. Now you don't like it anymore?
Isaiah! Am I in the...
In the Desert of Doom? Yes, we passed through the sticky sandstorm to get here, remember? Man, that sand must have really knocked you out.
I must be in the video game. This is awesome! And she must be Isaiah Jones' spunky sidekick, Ellie Ellington.
Yes?
Nothing, Ellie. And Izzy would be fine. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you think so, because this lightning lemonade is really doing the trick, and I think we need to get moving before it wears off, and...
Did you see it?
See what? The shooting star. I tracked it to this location.
We lost track of that when we got caught in the sticky sandstorm before that. Izzy saw it, right, Izzy?
Right. I saw it in the
City of Strangers. I'm sorry, his pixels have been a bit scrambled since the sandstorm got... I'm sorry, where are my manners? I'm Ellie Ellington, and this here is the great adventurer Isaiah Jones. We are traveling to the Cave of Wisdom to find the lost treasure.
You can call me Izzy.
My name is Savannah, and I'm seeking the lost treasure too. The rumor is that the treasure is myrrh, an ancient gift worthy of a king. You mind if I travel with you? I found the golden clue to get to the next level.
You did? Great!
It says, travel the road to Bethlehem, and beware of robbers who will take you in.
Bethlehem? I don't remember the Cave of Wisdom being located in Bethlehem. This isn't a Christmas game. I must have forgotten.
Well, you have to travel the road to Bethlehem because it leads to the Ritzy Inn in level 5.
Did you say the Ritzy Inn Inn?
Ritzy what?
I'm pretty sure I heard you say the Ritzy Inn Inn.
No, I said the Ritzy Inn in level 5.
Right, gotcha.
I actually don't remember the Ritzy Inn being a level in this game.
Izzy, we've never been to level 5.
Yeah, you're right. I may have gone by Pixel Scrambled. Will you refresh me on the levels you're playing with?
Not for the faint of heart. The action begins the moment you start.
Ready, set, follow. Follow the star.
Level 1, the deadly flames in the blinding sun.
Blinding, it was blinding. Follow the star.
Up a mountain of mistletoe, around every corner a dangerous foe.
Bees, so many bees. Follow the star.
Pass through the desert of doom. Don't want to be on this road once the timer starts counting down.
Tell me about it. When the timer starts running out, sometimes I have to use 10 different lives to make it through that part of the course.
10 lives? What in the world? My lightning lemonade power must be wearing off. That's what it is.
You know, they say there are robbers on this road.
Oh, there are. They're pretty easy to defeat, though.
They're as easy, I know.
You've been this way before?
Only up through level 4. What you need to watch out for is the dancing cactus. He'll steal 15 points from you if they tag you. What you need to do is use the ice cream rocket launcher. You can freeze them so you don't lose any points.
See that tiny cactus over there? He seems harmless, but when he grows up, he can really cause some damage.
There's the shooting star!
Yes, they say the shooting star guides you to the treasure of Myrrh at the end of the game. But we don't need to find the next golden clue. That will help us get to the hidden entrance to the Cave of Wisdom.
Ooh, the Cave of Wisdom.
Watch out!
Dancing cactus!
Where?
Everywhere. They're closing in on us.
And it's the most dangerous kind. The break dancing cactus.
Hold on, everyone. Isaiah Jones will take care of you.
Man, this charger is real light.
Here, use this.
Wow! An ice cream rocket launcher! Power up!
Wow, I mean, seriously, thanks!
No problem. Where did you come from?
I'm Cruz, the Scarlet. Let's just say we're experts in fighting cactus.
We are always happy to help people passing through.
Are you adventurers, too?
Absolutely. We have a long lineage of adventurers in our family.
Welcome to our home. Can I get you anything?
Wait, you live in the desert tomb? The only people that actually live in the desert tomb are the cacti and the robbers.
We prefer item relocation specialists, RIS for short.
Can we join you?
You're not going to specially relocate any items from us, are you?
No need to worry. We're always happy to help fellow travelers safely on the road to Bethlehem.
Welcome to our team, Caruth and Scarlet. We are happy for your experience navigating the road to Bethlehem. Lead the way!
Weary travelers.
Back at the top and our progress will come to a stop.
Back at the top? I wonder what that means.
It means we'd have to start the level all over again, which if you ask me is a complete waste of time.
We know that before we make it to the Cave of Wisdom, we have to unlock the Golden Gate. The place we find the key is where there is no room for a baby.
No room in the inn.
That sounds like a Bible story I've heard before.
Wait, this is an inn? So the key should be here!
Welcome to the Ritzy Inn. I'm sorry to tell you we're completely sold out for the night.
Oh, we're not staying, just passing through.
We need to find the key to the Golden Gate!
Ah, another treasure hunter. Come on in.
I definitely do not remember this level.
A word of advice. When seeking the key, check under something gray that keeps something warm. If you'll excuse me, I need to check on a couple out in the stable. Why anyone who wants to stay in the stables beyond me.
Izzy, the shooting star went toward the stable.
Okay, but first we need to find the key. Under something gray, something warm.
It must be under those trays that the waitresses are holding.
But how do we know which one to choose?
The great Izzy Jones just knows. Excuse me, may I take a look at the tray? That's not the key! Gummy worms! I hate gummy worms!
Welcome to the Ritzy Inn. I'm sorry to tell you we're completely sold out for the night.
Have we been here before?
Ah, another treasure hunter. Come on in.
We must have made the wrong choice and ended up back at the beginning of the level.
A word of advice. When seeking the key, check under something gray that keeps something warm. If you'll excuse me, I need to check on a couple out in the stable. Why anyone would want to stay in the stable is beyond me.
Excuse me, may I take a look at the tray?
That's not the key! Give me one!
Welcome to the Ritzy End. I'm sorry to tell you we're completely sold out for the night.
We keep picking the wrong word, the wrong waiter.
Wait, the innkeeper says the key is under something gray to keep something warm. I have an idea.
May I help you?
I thought it was the waiters, but really, you were the one with the key. Your hat is gray and your hat keeps your head warm. The key is under your gray hat.
Congratulations. You have solved the riddle of the Ritzy Inn.
Friends, I present the key to the Golden Gate.
Woohoo!
Now, I don't mean to be rude, but we have paying customers that have reserved rooms here. I even booked a stable in the back. You really cannot stay here tonight. You're welcome to enjoy the music, but there's no room. We're just too busy.
The angels sang, glory to God. In the highest heaven, a king has been born. You won't find him in a palace. You won't find him wrapped in scarlet. This baby's born in Bethlehem.
Go find the baby. Go find the baby.
Added to this game, I really don't remember so many Christmas elements.
Everybody loves Christmas, Izzy.
Okay.
Another clue up ahead. Once you've passed the place that had no room, take the city path past the Emerald Rocks to the Cave of Wisdom.
Let's find where the entrance to the Cave of Wisdom is.
I'll run around these rocks to see if there's an opening.
Oh no, the countdown clock has been activated. We're spending too much time on level 5.
Come on, everyone! The entrance to level 6 is up ahead! Before a player can complete the final level and find the fabled lost treasure of Myrrh, the player must defeat the King of Thieves.
How did he find the King of Thieves?
Players must unlock the Golden Gate to gain access to the Cave of Wisdom. But where's the Golden Gate?
By calculating distance from these Emerald Rocks, it should be right over here. Yes, here it is.
Quick, use the key to open the Golden Gate.
I can't seem to find it! Here in my pocket.
It must be there. You had it a little while ago.
If only you hadn't been so trusting. So naive. How pathetic. Didn't your mommy tell you not to trust a stranger?
I don't understand. Why would you do this?
Simple.
Wait, he's not Cruz from the IRS. He's
Cruz, King of...
Scarlet, my auto voice enhancer.
Sorry, boss.
Cruz, the King of Thieves!
But no!
Why would you do this?
simple. If you don't have the key, you can't get into the Cave of Wisdom to power up with the wisdom armor to fight and defeat me. So for once, I can win the ancient treasure from her.
You'll never get away with this, as agents will always find a way to defeat you.
Oh yes, Isaiah Jones, Izzy, as they call you. I must admit that you were different than I expected. Younger, maybe? Well, it won't matter when you're trapped in a bed of gummy worms for all eternity!
Gummy worms? No!
Now, Scarlet, let's go get my crown. I want to watch him squirm a bit before I win this game.
Oh no, what'll we do?
Oh boy.
That's just great. I can't even win my own game.
Isaiah, you have to trust that God sees the whole picture. Even when we don't understand why things happen, we can trust that He is with us. When the Israelites were crying out for a Savior, God sent Emmanuel down to earth. A Savior, God with us. Didn't bring these ropes for nothing. Here, Zeke, grab a hole and we'll pull you out of the pit. Pull, Ellie. There's the shooting star.
Why would the star be heading that way when the treasure is right here?
What's that?
We don't really know what happens almost every day. A red light flashes and all our progress is lost and we're sent back to level one.
The Great Reset.
Ooh, the Great Reset.
Wait, what? Oh, no. You mean the battery dies.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Gotcha. I wouldn't be too concerned. The worst case scenario is that we just have to start the level all over again.
But what if there was a new character introduced into the game? Someone who might not be who you thought he was. What would happen to him?
Simple, he'd be deleted forever.
That sounds about right.
What? I'd be deleted forever?
It seems that's my cue. You can all watch as I defeat this game. Scarlet, my crown.
Here it is, boss.
Now, the lost treasure of Myr. Myr! That's odd. The game was supposed to end when I
grab the treasure. One more time! The lost treasure of Myrrh!
Maybe there's a malfunction in the game, boss.
You tell me I've been slaving in this game through all these levels 4,356 times just for the game not to even let me win?
Yes.
It's just such a letdown.
I know it is, boss.
You work so hard for something.
It's gonna be okay. Let's go back to the desert room and fight some cacti. Would that make it all better?
That would be a start.
All that effort and he doesn't even win the game?
Did you see a shooting star come through here? I'm seeking the great treasure.
The shooting star went that way, but I'm sorry to tell you, we already found the treasure. It's not what we expected, but we still might be able to get something for it on eBay.
Oh, that's not the treasure. The baby is the treasure.
Well, in that case, the shooting star went that way. I'm always happy to help a fellow traveler in this game of life.
I'm Balthazar. I got separated from my group because I wanted to stop to find the perfect gift to give this baby king.
I'm Millie Ellington, and this is the great adventurer Isaiah Jones, and this is Savannah.
I was just robbed by two strangers down the road.
Was one of them crying?
And not a very pretty crier?
Indeed he was, and no, not a pretty crier. They took all I had.
Why don't you take this treasure?
Oh, thank you, young man.
There you go.
We beat the game. I'm so proud of us. I could just climb this little mountain all over again. But I'll just stay here and celebrate with y'all.
But how did we beat it?
All this time, we thought that finding the lost treasure of Myrrh would win the game. But it seems that what really won the game was giving the treasure away.
Follow me. I think we're going to want to see this treasure. Everybody's wondering what will be waiting underneath the Christmas tree. Everybody's searching, trying to find, and it's about one of a kind.
Thank you. Welcome. You arrived at the secret bonus level, the real treasure.
This level?
Me neither. The highest level of the game is a simple stable.
Is this where you've been all along?
Yes. The true treasure is here. This baby in a manger, God's most precious gift.
Hello?
The baby's the treasure.
Baby?
I mean, hi. Ellie, are you in there?
Are you talking to your video game?
I mean, no. Well, let's go caroling. I'll take you right now.
It's 8 in the morning.
Oh, well, let's go anyways.
Okay.
We get a chance to tell people about God's biggest treasure ever, God's baby in the manger.
What happened to you?
I had a dream that, well, it showed me it's really important.
Let's go.
Well, what?
Ooh, a medal. Can I have it?
Sure. You know what really wins the game is giving the treasure away.
Thanks, and I have a gift for you, too.
Thanks.